7.
To take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. You can also join us on Skype. Skype us at lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
All right, of course.
Well, apparently I'm the new leader around here.
Yeah, we need to talk about that here in a moment. Your coronation as the new cult leader, apparently. Here in New Hampshire, 855-450-FREE does allow you to take control of the airwaves, which is the point of this radio program. We, of course, also have stuff that we brought to the table here tonight, including a story about the RIAA. Former VP has been named second in command of the Copyright Office, as you might have expected. But even more scary, there's a lockdown drill in a school, according to Think Progress, where blanks were fired. We'll tell you more about that. That's
wow.
Pretty freaky. And, of course, again, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. That is the point of Free Talk Live. Daryl Perry joining us here on the second microphone. Now, you made this statement that you're the new leader. What does that mean?
Well, apparently, according to a state rep from Manchester, I believe, I'm the leader of what he's calling the Keen 120. Which refers
to... It's normally Keen 420. I don't know where he got the 120 from.
Well, 120 is because there were 120 people that signed the petition for redress against Cynthia Chase requesting a censure, not a censor.
Now, hold up. Cynthia Chase is who?
Cynthia Chase is a state rep from Keene. She is the one that said that Free Staters are the biggest threat to the state. And
that's right.
We need to pass laws that restrict the freedoms that they think they will find here. And she hopes that either we leave or it discourages other people from coming.
This made big headlines nationally. There
yes.
was actually, and it was picked up by Rush Limbaugh, it was picked up by Breitbart, and a number of other places. They got it wrong. They got the story wrong. They said that Cynthia Chase said conservatives were the biggest threat
right.
to the state, but that's not at all what she said. She said that Free Staters were the biggest threat,
yes.
and Free State Project participants, of which you and I are participating, and these are folks who are not necessarily conservative. Some of them are registered Republicans, others are registered Democrats, some are libertarians, as you are, Daryl,
yes.
and some aren't participating in the political system whatsoever.
Right.
So, this, first of all, Cynthia Chase, I think she's right in her statement that the Free Staters are the biggest threat to the state in New Hampshire, And I appreciate the fact that she made that statement, because all she did was just posted it as a comment on Blue Hampshire, which is a blog here in the state, and then somebody saw that, posted it on Facebook. I reposted that to Free Keen, and then other blogs picked it up from there, and it kind of spread, and all of a sudden became this national thing.
Right.
And so you called for her censure.
Right. And censure is basically a legal term that means that the House of Representatives officially rebukes and says, we do not agree with what this person said.
Mm-hmm.
She is not speaking on our behalf. That's all it means.
Right.
And there
so
are
you're not
people,
trying to shut her up.
Right. And the only, really the only reason that I even care what she said is because, one, she is an elected official, and two, she said that she wants to remove freedoms in hopes that it basically harms a specific group of people.
Well, didn't she say in her quote that she couldn't specifically legislate against Free Staters or
moving what? Here.
Right. Okay.
We can't legally prevent them from moving here.
Right.
But we can make the atmosphere so unwelcome that they don't come. And one way is to pass laws to restrict freedoms they think they will find.
So there's been some controversy this week in the news here in New Hampshire. You've made headlines across the state, the Concord Monitor, the union leader, picking up the story. Also, some talk show hosts apparently discussing it as well, some more local local talk show hosts. And one state rep apparently wrote up an op-ed piece for his website, Steve Valancourt, who for, you know, for a long time was considered and is, I guess, still considered a friend of liberty. But he railed against you in his piece.
Yes. Claimed that I headed up a witch hunt to silence the free speech of a duly elected representative, which... I'm not trying to silence anyone. I don't care. She can say whatever she wants to, but as an elected official, they're supposed to be held accountable, and when they say things that violate their oath of office, they should be held accountable for those things.
So what part of this violated her oath of office, in your opinion?
Well, the part where she said she wants to restrict freedoms in hopes that it harms a group of people by causing us to leave or not move here to begin with. And as Bradley Jardis, who's one of the co-hosts here, he pointed out that violates the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution.
And a government shouldn't be treating one group of people differently from another?
Right. And New Hampshire state reps take an oath to the U.S. Constitution in addition to the New Hampshire state constitution. So I created...
Now, had I been elected as a state rep, I would not have been able to take that oath.
Right.
She did, though.
Yes, she took the oath, which means that she's supposed to live up to her oath of office. So I filed the petition on January 14th.
Right.
It was added to the State House calendar for January 30th, which was the next meeting after I filed the petition. And then it was never brought up. So one of the state reps, who I don't know if he is a member of the or a participant in the Free State Project, but he's certainly a friend of liberty, George Lambert.
Yep, he's called the show before.
He called for, I believe it was a parliamentary inquisition. I forget the exact term, but it's basically, I have a question. And he said, what is the procedure for reading a petition that was filed by basically a constituent of someone?
Yep.
And it was added to the calendar, but it was not read. So the Speaker of the House has decided that since they changed their rules and removed the grievance committee, that petitions filed by individuals do not get heard unless they are introduced by a state rep. And
which can only happen in a short period of time, correct?
Yes, that can only happen during a short period of time in November, early December.
So if some representative, in this case, Cynthia Chase, if they do something absolutely outrageous in the month of January, which is what happened, you can't do anything about it through the system until November?
Right.
So she just gets to sit pretty until then, and then you have to find some state rep who's willing to take this issue up in order for it to be heard on the House floor.
Yes. So,
which, of course, then it could still just be shot down right then anyway, right?
George Lambert motioned to basically appeal the Speaker's ruling, saying, you know, I think you made the wrong ruling. Let's have a vote on this. And surprisingly, 276 state reps voted with the chair.
Why was that a surprise?
Well, here's the surprising part. Including at least two free state participants who are state reps. I thought that it would be a lot closer. As far as, you know, how it went. It was 276 that voted with the chair or with the speaker. 77 voted against, and then there were somewhere near like 33 weren't there, and then 13 didn't vote or something.
Yeah.
So basically, the speaker has decided that. Same thing that the Supreme Court ruled several years ago. Yeah, you have a right to petition, but we don't have to hear it. We don't have to respond to it.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You didn't really expect the petition was going to succeed, but what you did hope was that there would be some publicity generated from it, and from that perspective, you definitely did succeed.
Yeah. And I thought there'd at least be some sort of discussion about the petition.
855-450-FREE. I think that's happened to some extent, and even some people in the Liberty Movement are upset by it. More coming up. You can take control. Bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Love hardwood? Get it for up to 59% less at Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Bellawood Prefinished Brazilian Hardwood is up to 47% less. Prefinished birch, just $169 a square foot. Our best laminates are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss out. These unheard-of deals are available only while supplies last. Hardwood Flooring Sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control and bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. and enjoy all the features that we share with you on the site. Those features do include listening options. You may get tuned into this show however you prefer. We've got a bunch of different choices. You can, of course, listen via live streams. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of Free Talk Live, meaning one of those bit rates will fit your internet connection snugly. You can also enjoy us on the radio on over 100 radio stations from coast to coast. In fact, good news today for some of our listeners in Indiana. We're going to have some good news. I can't really say what else it will be at this point, but coming up next week, we'll have some expanded coverage there, which is always nice. We'll talk more about that when the time comes. But there are over 100 stations. You can get the list of them over at listen.freetalklive.com. We're also on satellite in a couple different ways. We're on XM Satellite Radio on a couple channels up there all week long. And you can also find us on free-to-air KU band, which is available across North America. So there's that as well as our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and get tuned in that way. Go to listen.freetalklive.com and get all those details. That's listen.freetalklive.com. The Liberty Forum is imminent. It's coming up in about 3 weeks from now. A little bit more than three weeks, I guess. February 21st is when it kicks off. That's a Thursday. And it'll go all the way through Sunday. It's a blast to be around hundreds of other people who think like you do, though they don't all agree, as you discovered, Daryl, yes, when you submitted a petition to censure one of the state representatives who said something absolutely outrageous targeting Free State Project participants. A couple of Free State Project participants who'd been elected actually voted against hearing that petition.
Yes.
So you can't really, you know, people in the Free State Project do not all agree. They do not all march lockstep. That's an important thing to remember here. It's a decentralized group. Some people think that the Free State Project is this, you know, is organized as all other organizations, wherein there's somebody at the head and they tell everybody below them what to do. Sorry, it doesn't work that way. Each person involved here is an individual, and we're all here together for generally the same ideas, but we don't all agree on everything. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You'll learn more about the Liberty Forum event coming up, again, starting February 21st in Nashua, New Hampshire. It's a perfect excuse to get here and to meet some of your future neighbors. There have been there are already over 1,000 people here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We've got over 13,000 people that have pledged to make the move, and we're looking to reach 20,000. So we're over 2/3 of the way there at this point, but we've still got a little bit more work to do to complete that 20,000 number. And the idea is to get people into the same place so we can have a better impact, a greater impact on the world surrounding us, and actually maybe have a chance at freedom in our lifetime. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. And when you're ready to sign up for the Liberty Forum, you can use our discount code, which is FTL2013. That's FTL2013. And you'll save an extra 10%. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live from the Liberty Forum, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. Let's go to Mike, listening in Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Mike.
Hello. I'm here to talk about having trouble getting my child back from the state of Missouri.
Oh, no. What's going on?
Well, this happened about back in 2010. My daughter stole some things and stuff like that, and we were foolish and reported to police. And
oh man!
Got in some more trouble, and they ended up taking her from my care. And between that time, I lost my wife, and I've had a lot of health problems myself. And when I lost my wife, they took away, I was basically living off of her disability,
mm-hmm.
Okay, caring for her. They took away 78% of my income, so I lost the house I was living in.
Who took away the 78%?
The state, because I didn't have the care of my daughter. It's the money is from disability, but since it's in my daughter's name and I don't have custody of my daughter, the state keeps it.
Wow. So basically they're saying, well, yeah, your wife died. You know, normally you'd get to keep that check, but because we've taken your daughter from you, we're just going to go ahead and keep most of it.
Yeah. And so I don't have a home. So I just come back down to Arkansas, which is, I was in the Branson area, and I'm now in the River Valley in the Fort Smith area, which is about a four-hour drive, but it's really not that far. But
yeah,
given the fact that those are mountains, it takes a while to drive. So I moved down here because My brother has a second house. He bought a mobile home, and then he decided to move in town. So I'm living on the farm I grew up in a double-wide mobile home. Okay, three bedrooms, two baths. So I figure, well, maybe I can get her here. Okay, so I still haven't got a home study done. Okay, they had to come inspect the house. Okay, I've been here since November of 26, 2011, and I yet have, because the state of Missouri does not.
You're cutting up every few words. We're losing a little bit of what you said. You said you've yet to have the inspection done.
Yes, that better here.
It might be. We'll find out.
Okay, I cut the headset off.
Okay. So. Go ahead.
So I've yet to get a home study. Then to inspect the house, make sure it's safe. Now, today I was talking to him because we have a monthly meeting. I talked to him on the phone because I live so far away, and it's kind of, drive 8 hours for a one-hour meeting.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. So I talked to them, and they told me, well, I should have moved to Arkansas. I should have gave up my dog and moved in a homeless shelter.
And that would have done what for you?
I don't know. Okay, so, these people have no logic.
I think they wanted you to go on government assistance in the form of a homeless shelter, right? Because I know that, at least up here in New Hampshire, the homeless shelters are basically big welfare programs. They don't do anything to get people off of the government dole.
Well, I've been in a homeless shelter before, at that very same homeless shelter, and they don't really do anything to help you.
That's right.
Yeah. So, and I have a lot of help from. I actually have a hearing come Monday over my health because, the year before I lost my wife, I had went in for cataract surgery. A month later, I had to go in for a detached retina. And for people that don't understand what it is, basically the inside of my eye was going off.
Ooh, aye. Yikes.
So they had to go in and retouch that. Then around the 4th of the same year, I got bitten by a brown recluse and I almost lost my left leg. So I got they cut out a chunk about 3 inches wide, about an inch deep on my left leg.
Mm-hmm.
So I have trouble walking now. And I took my late wife in for a sleep study. They said, I need to go in. I'm supposed to be sleeping with a bypass, but I don't have a bypass. And I also found I had a large heart, and I have diabetes and other things before that. So.
And how old is your daughter, by the way, that they've taken from you?
12 years old.
12 years old. So she's certainly old enough to be able to, make a decision for herself about where she would prefer to live. But that doesn't matter, right? They're just going to make their own decision based on their arbitrary rules. And thus far, it sounds like they are screwing you over.
Yeah, my daughter, I adopted her at the age of 5.
Man, okay. I'm sorry to hear about your story, Mike. I wish you the best. I don't know what else I can do besides give you my my sympathy and whatever empathy I can find, and I thank you for the call tonight. Good luck. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I can't imagine being in that position.
I hate hearing stories about that.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural reliable, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial in toll free if you'd like. You can bring up anything you want. Coming up, a school lockdown includes the firing of blanks. That's pretty outrageous. We'll tell you some of the details at 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. And you can, of course, join us over at freetalklive.com, where you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Go to news.freetalklive.com. I guess you're liking us on Facebook and following us on Twitter, to be accurate. And then there's also the email version of our news update. So if you are signed up for any one of those three, you'll get the news about Free Talk Live when you need to know it. And also, if you're on Twitter and Facebook, you'll find out more than just the news about Free Talk Live. We'll update those during the show. In fact, I just updated Facebook and Twitter with a link to the article that we're discussing here, written by a state representative who is ostensibly a supporter of the ideas of freedom. And he is calling you out, Daryl W. Yes. Perry, and maybe we'll share some of that here in a moment, but you can link over to it over at our Facebook and Twitter. So we'll post things during the show as well. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Once again, that's news.freetalklive.com. Now, here on Free Talk Live, we talk a lot about Bitcoins, and that's because they're a great idea. They're a decentralized currency that's also the transmission system at the same time. And it's brilliant. It's completely, you know, mathematically based. It is sound as far as its security procedures are concerned. This thing can't be cracked by the state. There's no taking it down or taking it offline. It's something that is really upsetting the governments of the world. And it should be, because right now it's over $20 per Bitcoin.
$20.70.
Yeah, and just a couple weeks ago, it was, what, $14? And then
something like that.
Several months before that, it was $10. It has quadrupled in about a year's time, from what I understand.
Over the summer, during Porkfest, it was $6.
Yeah, exactly. And now we're getting close to, it's probably not going to be long before it's 24. But you never know. Maybe it'll go down tomorrow. I mean, you can't predict the future when it comes to these things. But right now, and it has been this way for a while, it's the number one most valuable currency in the world. When compared to all those government currencies out there, Bitcoin eats them for lunch. And that's because it's worth, it's worth something. People are using this. They're using it to get around the governments of the world. They're using it to gamble online. They're using it to buy products and services, some things that you can't necessarily easily purchase in the regular marketplace. Bitcoin's incredible, and you should learn more over at weusecoins.org. You can also go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll find some links that are useful and also the link to the Free Talk Live Bitcoin tip jar. So when you get some Bitcoins, you can throw some our way if you would like. So once again, bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And if you're a business owner and you want to accept Bitcoins, and as time goes on, it's going to be a smarter and smarter move for you to decide to accept Bitcoin, so why not do it now? Go to bitpay.com, and they can hook you up with a system that makes it easy to accept Bitcoins from your customers and instantly convert them to cash, because right now you still can't pay your bills with Bitcoins. So once again, go to bitpay.com. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, Daryl, we've been talking about, we started out the show by discussing this controversy that has surrounded something you've done here in New Hampshire. And did you expect it to be this controversial when you put out the petition against the state representative who was hating on Free State Project participants?
I expected some controversy, but not controversy from people that are supposedly allies.
Right.
You know, I certainly expected the Democratic Party and, probably the state legislature at large to sort of be upset, but I never really expected, other Free State Project members to be upset. Never really expected the allies of liberty in the state house to be upset about this. And to confuse censure and censor, it boggles my mind.
And that's what's that's absolutely what is happening here. So I would like to share some of this guy's article that he wrote over at nhinsider.com. And he says, Voltaire, shh, hear that sound? It's Voltaire rolling over in his grave as a result of what so-called free staters are trying to do these days. I disapprove of what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. That famous line, widely credited to the great French philosopher and troublemaker Voltaire, was actually uttered, at least according to Google, by English writer Evelyn Beatrice Hall, who wrote a biography of Voltaire using the pseudonym S.G. Talentire. Whoever said it, I totally agree with it, and would urge my libertarian friends to pay lip service to free speech, or rather, who pay lip service to free speech, to read it and follow it. Pardon me for weighing into a contest in which I had hoped to avoid, but I totally agree with the representative from Manchester that the 120 so-called free staters who have filed a petition against free speaker Representative Cynthia Chase of Keene should go pound sand. Now, Daryl, this was your petition that you filed, the 120 signatures. Do you know if there are free staters?
I believe that all of those who were not from or in New Hampshire who signed were Free State participant signers. Because there was a question on one of the posts where I posted a link to the petition, and somebody said, I've signed the Free State Project declaration, but I'm not in New Hampshire. Can I sign the petition? I said, well, it affects you, so yeah, if you're a signer of the Free State Project pledge, even if you're not in New Hampshire, sign.
Because so you plan on moving here.
Right. So I know
at
least a couple dozen people are Free Staters. Right.
But you can't say for sure that all 120 of them are.
Right.
So he jumps to that conclusion here. He says, I weigh into it now only because the petition from Keene's Daryl W. Perry and 119 other ne'er-do-wells from Keene, also not an accurate statement,
right,
In fact, the petition showed where people were from.
Yes.
Because one of the critiques that you might see in, like, a comment section of some of the newspaper articles about this is that, hey, these people aren't even from New Hampshire.
Yeah, I saw one. It said, there were signers as far away as North Carolina and Nevada or Oregon.
He says that it was actually printed on the House calendar and came up for discussion on the House floor. The union leader felt the need to weigh in with a story about Free Staters who are attacking Representative Sullivan, and they may as well attack me as well. Bring it on, he says. Although I have lived in New Hampshire since 1969, I always considered myself a fellow traveler with Free Staters. I always thought I stood for the same liberties they claim to stand for. After what the Keene 120 have done this week, I must say I'm ashamed to have ever said good things about these sublime hypocrites.
And he also says that you should remove the U and the B
from Sublime
and just call us Sly.
Just call us Sly, yeah. Because you're the same as every other Free State Project participant.
Yep, we're all the same, and trying to hold an elected official accountable for saying basically ludicrous things is somehow violating free speech. No, as I've said numerous times, if she were not a state rep or an elected official, I would not care what she says.
Sure, but
she has a right to say whatever stupid thing she wants.
Right.
But when she advocates removing freedoms in hopes that it harms a group of people, she should be held accountable for saying so.
You know, one of the points that I think that is one of the best points about this and has yet to really be addressed by the critics is, had Cynthia Chase gotten up, you know, on the House floor and made a speech about how she wants to stop blacks or Hispanics from coming into the state because New Hampshire, by the way, New Hampshire is incredibly white. And one of the things that's really frustrating about being here, one of the few things I don't
and
like
it's
about
not it, just from the snow.
Right. One of the few things I don't like about New Hampshire is that there is no diversity here. Very few people that are not white are living here. And so, you know, what if she had gotten up and said that we need to keep New Hampshire as white as possible, and that we need to make laws to make these people that are not white coming here feel very uncomfortable. We don't want them here. I mean, that's basically what she said about Free State Project participants.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something worth censuring? Wouldn't that be something worth paying some attention to? 855 450 free, and you can tell us what you think if you'd like here. And then, of course, there's the whole collectivizing thing that we need to talk about as well. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Amarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Amarin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Food stores? Check. Survival tools? Check. weapons and water filters.
Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want and do it toll-free. 855-450-FREE. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on our website. Again, freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI is the sponsor of our phone lines here, and they have been the sponsor of the phone lines for a long time. SACL CAI, probably the longest-running sponsor on Free Talk Live. They are a company that handles accounts receivable. And if you have a business and you find accounts receivable to be an arduous and vexing task, get a hold of SACL CAI. They'll treat both you and your customers with respect so you can actually collect what's owed to you. You can find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's right there at the top of our banner column on the right-hand side of the page. That's SACL CAI. We're talking about an attack against Free State Project participants by someone who is supposedly an ally of the Free State Project. Someone who considered himself an ally of the Free State Project until this week, apparently, when he was asked to consider a petition that you, Darryl W. Perry, put into the State House to censure, not censor, to censure, which means to basically say, hey, you shouldn't say that to a state rep, to censure her or or impeach her, this one state rep, for basically saying things that indicated that she wanted to create legislation that would target Free State Project participants and make them very uncomfortable here and make them not want to come here to New Hampshire, because what we want is for Free State Project people who love the ideas of liberty, to come here to New Hampshire and to make a difference and to have an effect. And arguably we already are, which is why this state representative was so scared in the first place.
Well, and the ironic part is that Cynthia Chase herself is not a native of New Hampshire.
That's correct. She's been here as long as I have, basically.
Yeah, she moved here in 2006 from Rhode Island. So it could be argued that, you know, the Free Staters who were here before her could say, you know, we don't want these people coming from wherever and bringing their big government with them.
And I don't want those people doing those things.
And
I'm not a state representative.
Right. Well, had all she said was, I don't want them here, all right, no big deal. But when she said, one way that we can, you know, basically make them leave or not come here is to take away their freedoms.
That's right. Everyone's freedoms.
then, you know, that becomes an issue.
So this state representative here he continues his rant, basically accusing all Free State Project participants of being the same, because he says that he's ashamed to have ever said good things about Free State Project participants, which, of course, is collectivization. And right. You would expect that if this guy was the friend of liberty that he's purported to be, and I've heard this, I mean, ever since I've been here, this guy's been in office, and all I've ever heard was good things about him. I've heard him say some things that sounded freedom-oriented. But you'd think if somebody were a liberty-oriented person, they would understand that collectivizing is very anti-liberty.
Right. Well, I saw a quote. I don't know if it was actually a quote, but somebody posted, said, "A leftist who learns economics does not make a libertarian."
I don't know if he's a leftist or what his perspective is.
I don't know, but still, you know, it's the same sort of thing. Just because somebody's right on a handful of issues does not mean that they're a libertarian.
Principle. I've also heard him described as liberty-leaning, which generally means not really
principled. He's right on some issues, but maybe not for the right reasons.
He says, "The Keen 120 disgust me. I would have done more than to simply tell them to go pound sand, as Representative Sullivan apparently did. He's absolutely right in calling them hypocrites. In fact, they are sublime hypocrites, and that's the best term for those who claim to advocate freedom and at the same time would deny it to those with whom they disagree."
Now, I'm curious what he means when he says he would do more than tell us to go pound sand. Does that mean that he would get violent?
Yeah, he's not very clear on what that means. He goes on to say that Representative Sullivan also called them crackpots. Not a word I would have used, but then I probably would have been less diplomatic in describing them. The quote from Voltaire's biographer applies perfectly to my feelings in this sordid episode. As much as I disagree with what Representative Chase originally said about Free Staters, I would defend her right to say it. "As I said on the House floor today, it's a sad chapter in our history when 120 so-called Free Staters sign a petition to have her either censured or impeached. It is even sadder when a representative would challenge the ruling of the Speaker and attempt to involve us in more discussion of this anti-freedom gambit." And he is not naming that that representative, but you did earlier.
Yes.
He's a liberty, definitely is a liberty-minded person from my understanding of him. He was actually at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and this character writing this article was not.
Right. And from another post that Steve Valancourt made earlier in the month, he described George Lambert. He did not name him, and I was able to, through some deductive reasoning, come to the conclusion that he was speaking of Lambert. He described him as someone with whom he usually disagrees and does not like.
Hmm.
Loathe is not really the term he would use, but it does fit, he said. And he said his New Year's resolution prevents him from naming the name. And he used the same term in that article.
About the New Year's resolution thing.
About the New Year's resolution. So it's very easy to deduce that George Lambert is the individual with whom he absolutely hates.
So I'm just going to leave that there. There's more to it, but you can find that link over on our Twitter and Facebook pages if you'd like to read further and perhaps respond. Apparently he's reading the comments on his blog and is responding to them. And I suggested, Daryl, that you write an official response to this this character.
Yes.
and post it to the Free Keen blog at freekeen.com. And then we can also send that out to the website that posted his, because this particular website is interested in what Free Keen is doing. They've reposted Free Keen articles and news over the years, so I predict that if you write a response and maybe even send it to them first as an exclusive,
right,
they might likely post that for you.
And just real quick, I want to read the definitions of censure and impeachment.
Okay, great.
Censure is to express a formal express severe disapproval of someone or something, typically in a formal statement. And impeachment is, quote, a formal document charging a public official with misconduct in office.
Mm-hmm.
It does not say that the person has no right to speak. It does not say that the person is going to jail never to be heard from again. It doesn't mean that they're having their tongue removed. It doesn't mean that they have no right to say anything. It's official disapproval with what they said.
I like the first response on this person's blog from Jason, which says that, one, you fail to note that many Free Staters have opposed the move to censure Chase, and two, in what sense does censure violate freedom of speech? None that I can tell. Had a representative expressed support for Hitler and the Holocaust, that representative would surely be censured. And rightly so. Censure is just another form of expression. Whether it's appropriate or not in a given case is a judgment call and unworthy of this kind of high-handed attack. Let's go to Scott. He's listening in East Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Scott.
How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, I thought you might have a little time to talk about the basis of contracts.
Okay, sure. You're on the air.
I don't know if you recall our conversation a few nights ago about the sales tax issue that I had here in Texas.
Yeah, you had refused to pay the sales tax and or your wife, and they ended up coming after you.
I refused to collect the sales tax.
Thank you. Yes, you refused to collect the sales tax, and you did not sign up for
nothing to pay.
Gotcha. But they came after you anyway and shut down your business and so on and so forth.
I just wanted to clarify whenever I said that the citation that she received from the agent, like the marshal or whatever it was that came from the comptroller, that was basically a ticket, which is like a Class C misdemeanor. And that's what it says in the statutes. Your first offense is a Class C misdemeanor. Well, in the Texas Constitution, there are three types of charging instruments. There's a complaint, an information by the district attorney, and then, of course, you've heard of a grand jury indictment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a grand jury indictment and an information from a district attorney, those carry the full force and effect, the weight of the law behind them, and actually charge you with something. But look at it this way. I don't like the way that you talk on the radio. I'm going to put a complaint out on you. I don't like the color of your shirt. I want to put a complaint on you. Have you committed a crime? No. And so you're not really charged with anything. It's just a complaint. Well, they investigate complaints, you see, but that doesn't mean that you've committed a crime. And so whenever my wife told the judge that I don't understand the charges because, you know, your charging instrument is not a grand jury indictment or an information, but merely a complaint. And according to the case law here in Texas, a complaint does not, you know, carry the weight of the law. And that's why when the judge looked over at the prosecuting attorney, he's like, well, you got an information or a grand jury indictment? He's like, no.
So they kicked the case out, but you know, your business still got shut down. Stand by, Scott. We can come back here with more, because I actually had a question for you. I'm glad you called back. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stuffed up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant. Through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.